A Love Story is a book about Trisha's and my love story. It is 21 chapters and 24 poems woven together to describe our 30-year journey. Here is one of the chapters, followed by a poem. This chapter is entitled Wilderness Hiking. Can you see a puppy chasing a ball in the clouds above us? Trisha asks as we lie on our backs in a meadow miles from humanity. Thus begins a game that we repeat a million times. As we both get better at this, our skills at solving increasingly complex cloud puzzles increases. Do you see the Capricorn zodiac sign above the unicorn's head? The wilderness calls to us both as if we were avatars temporarily visiting a modern urban world. We love the smells, the sounds, and the silence, the vistas, the night skies, the lakes and rivers, and of course, all our breathing, sentient friends. There is a sacred connection between us at all times, but especially when we are in the wilderness. We are totally dependent upon each other, looking out for each other, alerting each other to the sights and wonders we are experiencing, sharing sacred moments, and merging our joyful hearts in the solitude. We both have a sacred connection with the earth and everything around us. There is no need for either of us to explain to the other how we feel, as we are both in the same place. God's hand is on our shoulder, and we are one with the mystery that is called the universe. We collect rocks and sticks and feathers and turn them into works of art or ornaments. Some remain markers in the forest. Others we bring home. One day we find a rock that is perfectly shaped like a heart, about the width of an outstretched hand. We place it against the base of a cedar tree that drapes over a river. We call this secret place Heartstone Rock, and we visit there in the wilderness almost every day, pausing to meditate and share prayers of gratitude for all the gifts that have been bestowed on us both, the greatest of which is each other. One of the sweetest joys of our wilderness experience is being completely alone together. Each year, we embark on a 2-week odyssey in Algonquin Park, a 7,000 square kilometer wilderness preserve, larger than Belgium. There are no roads, electricity, internet, or cell phone service. Access to the interior is only possible by kayak or canoe. The waters can be calm and beautiful, a shared joy, or they can be wild and stormy, an exhilarating adventure that we often survive together, and which always draws us closer. Our love for Mother Earth and nature is only topped by our love for each other. Our love is a game we both play, and we both always win. Like when we play tennis together, because we never bother to keep score. And this is the poem that I wrote that accompanies this chapter. It's called Sylvan Solace. Adder's tongue beside colt's foot, the sultry perfume of dusk air, hedgerows proud with blackberry fruit, nature's gifts everywhere. Open skies of reddening hues, a vee of geese instinctive flight, feed my senses and my soul with inner calm and light. Foal protected by her mare, last poppies of the summer sway. Close by, a hidden vixen's lair and castles made of hay. Carpets crisp with rusting leaves beneath tombstones of fallen elm. The robin skirt, so she believes, commands the wooded realm. Sinews feel the benefit of inclines leading to a view, yielding a purer epithet than any words can ever do. Yes, country walks can heal the breach between the maker and the made, Philosophy is what they teach. You in a country glade.